92.1 FM KMZA.
High school volleyball continues on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in. It's match number 2 of 3, as it was Centralia in a wild 1-3 set, defeating Hanover 17-25, 25-18, 32-30. It was Hanover's first loss in PBL play. Centralia 11-1 in league play. Hanover now 10-1 in league play, and it's Valley Heights who controls their own destiny. They have won the last two TBL titles, and they are perfect at 11-0, 21-5 overall, getting their first opportunity in their first matchup tonight against Hanover. So Centralia will rest until the next matchup against Valley Heights. So it's Valley Heights and Hanover here in match number 2. This is actually the first time Valley Heights is seeing either Centralia or Hanover this year. Valley Heights, they've won 4 straight, 5 of their last 6. They're 21-5 overall, 11-0 in league play. All blacks, whites, numerals, and lettering trimmed out in purple. As we mentioned, of course, Hanover, the white tops, black shorts, red numerals, and blue lettering trimmed out in black. So here we go. It'll be Hanover attacking from right to left as we sit here inside the gymnasium. Valley Heights will attack from left to right. The officials are making sure the rosters are good. The lineups are set. Just past the bottom of the hour. 6:30, match 2 of 3. Very important ones tonight in the TVL. If Hanover wins, and the top three here will all have one league loss going into the Centralia Valley Heights. And there's a kill right out the gate, just nipping the back line. Emma Youngberg, the senior, giving Valley Heights an early 1-0 lead. This will be Maggie Turber, the sophomore, to serve. To the back line, Juneman setting it up. Tap back over. Valley Heights on the attack now. There's the set by Youngberg. There's the kill, and it's Turber. That's Kat Turber. So you have Kat Turber and Maggie Turber. Sisters on the floor, and that was Kat Turber getting the kill, the senior. And it is a 2-0 in favor of Valley Heights. Here's Hanover. There's a long ball that goes way out of play on Cliff's part. Caitlin Cliff too strong. 3-0 Mustangs here in the early going of the first set. This is Maggie Turber, the sophomore. Back to serve. Good serve. Losey on the back line, keeping it in play. And then the Wildcats able to get their first point on a good placement shot from Allison Juneman to get their first point on the board. Valley Heights 3, Hanover 1. A near ace, but a good diving save there by Maggie Turber, and then another spike and another kill. Emphatic for the Mustangs, and they lead 4-1. Mustangs are the lone team now in the TVL without a league loss. Controlling their destiny, they can win out and win their third straight league title. Wildcats have it launched into the stands. Valley Heights couldn't control. Good finish there by Atkins. And it's a double up now for Valley Heights. Wildcats get the point. Mustangs lead 4-2. Bruna on the back line to serve. Here's the set. Youngberg the kill. Oh, man. Some ferocity. Not really sure what to say there. A lot of oomph behind that spike. 5-2 Valley Heights. Youngberg a couple of kill shots here early on. Youngberg will go back to serve. Good height, good line drive serve. And over now it's a bump set spike. Atkins gets the kill and the point for the Wildcats. 5-3 Valley Heights. Get a quick sub into the game. Stahlbomber is in. So back to serve. It is Juneman. Here's the set. There's the spike by Turber. And then it's into the net. Valley Heights in the net, so the Wildcats get the point. It's 5-4. Allison Juneman again to serve. Going down low for it is Taya Smith. And the Wildcats tie it. Goes into the net, and it's 5-5. Three straight for Hanover. Juneman the serve once again. There's a push. There's a spike attempt saved on the back line by the Wildcats. Good job there by Bruna. It's up against the net, and it's going to be a, I believe, a point for Valley Heights. Makes it 6-5. Take that back. It was Hanover who got the point. So they lead 6-5. Nice dig there by Abigail Steinfurt, but the Wildcats get another kill shot and their fifth straight point. They lead it 7-5. So a nice little run here by the Wildcats. This one blasted over near ace, but Atkins keeping it alive for the Mustangs, or I should say for the Wildcats. Now the Mustangs have it. Here's a spike attempt. Good dig on the back line by Juneman. Now Atkins, a little touch shot over, and very nicely timed and well done by Keegan Atkins, the junior for the Wildcats, extending their lead now 8-5. First matchup between these two. Nice save there by Kat Turber. Atkins here on the near side, can't keep it in play. The Mustangs get the point. Now trail 8-6. Here's Kat Turber, sends it across, barely gets over the net. The Wildcats keep it alive. Juneman hits it over with one hand, right side. Mustangs, there's the set, good block. Now Atkins will try to block this one. It's hit back over, and two are up against the nets, and it's going to be a point for Valley Heights. Hanover's lead 8-7 here in the first set. Once again, it's Kat Turber. Line drive spike, Atkins underneath it, puts it in the air. Here's a third opportunity. It has to get swung over by Bruna. Now the Mustangs a chance to tie. Here's the spike. Bumped in the air by Atkins. Is it? Can't be saved there. It goes into the sideline. And three straight now for Valley Heights to tie it at 8. Turber back to serve once again. The senior Cat Turber launches this one over. Atkins with the double hit. Awkward stance, trying to get that one back over. Valley Heights now four straight. They lead at 9-8. Turber again, launching this one over. Dug out by Juneman. There's the kill, and nicely set and well finished. Well placed by Macy Holly, and we're tied at 9. That stops a run of 4 straight for Valley Heights. Prior to that, Hanover had scored 6 straight. So here's Atkins to serve. A lot of loft under it. Gets it on the back line. Steinfurt the libero. Here's the kill shot, and that one is money for Valley Heights. That's Maddie Vermitten, the senior, with the kill and the points. 10-9 Mustangs. Here's Vermitten, saved by Atkins, but they can't get it back over. The double hit up front, and the Mustangs again get the point. They lead 11-9. Vermitten to serve this one away, near ace, but kept alive. Far side, and the kill for Hanover. That was Avery Behrens, the senior. Gets her team to within 11-10. This will be Holly to serve. Gets it over. High arching serve with the right hand. Here's a kill shot, but it goes into the net. Kind of an awkward kill by Taya Smith. And we're tied at 11. Holly again to serve. Awkward hit. Maya Vermitten, but keeps it alive. Good dig there by Atkins. Here's the Wildcats. Chance to take the lead. Good Job by Vermitten on the back line. Mustangs for a kill. Atkins with the save. Here's the set. Here's the spike. Hit in the air, and I believe it's going to be up against the net for Valley Heights. So the Mustangs get the point to take a 12-11 lead. And that one goes into the net. Holly, an error on the serve. And we're tied at 12. This will be the libero, Abigail Steinfurt, senior, to serve for the Mustangs. Gets it over, nicely placed. There's a kill shot blocked at the net. And two against the net for the Wildcats, so Valley Heights will get the point and take a 13-12 lead. Steinfurt again on the serve, right down the middle. Atkins on the back line, sets it up front. There's a spike blocked by a pair of Mustangs, and then it gets over, and it's going to be a point for, I believe, Valley Heights. The officials took a second to confirm that, but it did fall in, and Valley Heights has scored three straight. They lead at 14-12. Once again, kind of an awkward hit. Good serves here by the Mustangs, but they push it back over on a third attempt. Set up shot. Youngberg nicely placed over the front wall into the open space. And it's 15-12 Valley Heights. Hanover takes a timeout. First set, Valley Heights 15, Hanover 12. We're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Second matchup of three tonight at the Centralia Tri. It's set number one between Valley Heights and Hanover. Valley Heights a 15-12 lead. Centralia in a fantastic finish, won the first match in three over Hanover, 25-17, or I should say 17-25, and then 25-18, 32-30. Back to it. Losey on the back line, keeping it alive for the Wildcats. Up front, kill shot blocked at the net, and then saved once again. Atkins pushing it over on a third try. Youngberg sets. Youngberg spikes, and Youngberg kills. 16-12, Valley Heights. Nice little give and go on the front line there from Youngberg to Maggie Turber. Abigail Steinfurt back to serve. Hits it with the right palm. Atkins on the back line. Here's the bump. Set. Spike. Blocked at the net, and it stays in for Valley Heights. It was 12-12, and now five straight for the Mustangs to lead 17-12. Steinfurt again on the back line. Valley Heights the last team without a loss in TVL play after Hanover took their first against Centralia. There's a nice spike to get Hanover back on the board after a sluggish stretch out. Allison Juneman will finish that one. Valley Heights lead is 17-13. Avery Behrens to serve for the Wildcats. Right down the middle. Bumped up in the air by Vermitten. Youngberg with a nice touch over the wall again. She's had good judgment up front against the wall. 18-13 Mustangs. Maggie Turber to serve. Losey on the back line, sets it up, pushed back. There's the spike, blocked at the net. Youngberg a spike, it's blocked at the net, and the Wildcats are going to get that point. Good defense by Madison Bruna. And the Valley Heights lead now 18-14. There's the serve. Vermitten. Here's Youngberg for the kill, and is it in? I think it's in. They do call it in. It kind of looked out from the far side, but official raises the flag, says we're good. It's 19-14. So they were taking a second to confirm, and it is a point for the Mustangs. Low C backside, setting it up once again. Atkins for the kill, That one is in. 19-15. Favor of Valley Heights here in the first set. Hanover with the serve. It's Bruna. And gets the ace. Miscommunication on the back line. They're within three, 19-16. Spikes it three times hard to the hardwood and sends it over. Here's the Mustangs. Vermitten on a spike, and Vermitten with the point. Maddie Vermitten, the senior, makes it 20-16 Valley Heights with a nice kill. Youngberg back to serve. Good height, launching it over. Backwards tap, blocked at the net, and Valley Heights against the net, so the Wildcats get the point. It's 20-17. Valley Heights by three. Saban Stahlbomber checks in. She'll serve for the Wildcats. Down three here in the first set to the Mustangs at 20-17. High arch to that. Mustangs with the set. Good movement. There's the kill. There's the point. Vermitten finishing strong. 21-17 Valley Heights. Very methodical moves up front. Misdirection. Good placement. Good teamwork for the Mustangs here in the first set. It's Kat Turber to serve. Takes a long run at it, and she hits it too strong. 21-18, Valley Heights. Here's Atkins to serve. Keegan Atkins sends it over. Now the Mustangs a chance for Mitten the kill. Puts it against the net. It's going to be a point for the Wildcats. Now it's the two-point game at 21-19. Keegan Atkins back to serve again. Good pace. Puts it on over. Smith sets it, and then into the net is the Wildcats, and I think that's going to be a point for Valley Heights. It is. It's now 22-19. Maddie Vermitten to serve. High serve. Atkins, here's the set. Spike attempt. Easy money. For Macy Holly, gets the Wildcats back to within two at 22-20. Close match here in the first set. Good save by Atkins to keep this one alive for the Wildcats. Third hit, it's hit over by Bruna. Now here's the set, far side spike attempt. Could have been long, but Atkins saves it for the Wildcats. Pushing it up front, third hit over by Bruna. Here's a set opportunity. Push back this way. Turber, the kill shot. It goes into the net. And it's 22-21. Valley Heights lead is one. Holly with the serve. Mustangs tip it back, but push it over on a third try. Now the Wildcats, opportunity to tie. Push here to the near side. Kill attempt blocked at the net and then punched over by Atkins, but it's out of play and Valley Heights gets the point. Go back in front by two at 23-21. It is a Steinfurt, the senior libero to serve. Just grazing the top of the net, gets over, pushed over by Hanover. Valley Heights on a third try, getting it over. A little awkward there, but kept it alive. Wildcats, chance for the point. Blocked! Youngberg at the net for Valley Heights. And it is set point for the Mustangs here in set number one. 24-21 Valley Heights. It'll be Steinfurt to serve. Steinfurt, nice hard serve. Losey on the back line. Atkins, medium rare, and puts it against the net. And all she can do is shrug her shoulders. And it's going to be Valley Heights that takes the first set, 25-21. We'll take a break. The second set coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Flu season will be here before you know it, and now's the time to get ready. Seneca Family Practice will be holding a drive-through flu clinic every Wednesday in October from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday by appointment from 9 a.m. to noon. A vaccine consent form must be filled out prior to receiving your vaccine. You can find the form on our website at www.nemvch.com. Call our immunization clinic at 785-336-0350 with any questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wright can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call 785-334-2767.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Ready for a fast, safe, and easy way to send your share of the rent money? Put your feet up, because with Zelle, you can send your monthly amount from the comfort of your couch. Zelle is conveniently found in your United Bank and Trust online or mobile banking account, and it's available now. Ask a United Bank and Trust representative for more information. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Set two, set to begin between Hanover and Valley Heights. Valley Heights took the first set 25-21. Centralia won the first matchup against Hanover in three sets, 17-25, but 25-18, and then 32-30. Valley Heights, the lone team now in the TBL without a loss in league play. Hanover just took their first loss in that first matchup against Centralia. So it's a big one for Centralia. They keep their loss column at one in league play as we're now underway in set number two. There's a double tap at the net. It's going to be a point for Valley Heights. Valley Heights jumped out to a 5-2 lead in the first set. Hanover came roaring back, took an 8-5 lead, but really since that point, Valley Heights was able to get back in front and kind of keep control the rest of the way. There's a spike attempt blocked at the net, but it's going to be a point for the Wildcats as it's tied 1-1. Avery Barron's back to serve for the Wildcats, puts it over. Wildcats with the bump. There's the set. Youngberg spike. It is long. 2-1 Hanover. Barron's again, serves to the back line, gets dig there by Steinfurt. Youngberg again into the net, and Hanover with a nice block up front by Bruna, and Hanover's lead is 3-1. Nice strong serve, Steinfurt on the back line, keeps it alive, Youngberg with the tip over. Wildcats now a chance, pushed back, there's the spike, blocked at the net. And Valley Heights gets the point. Good defense there by Taya Smith. And Hanover leads 3-2. Maggie Turber to serve for the Wildcats. Correction, the Mustang. Wildcats on the attack. Nice diving save by Vermitten on the back line to keep it alive for the Mustangs as Smith has to push it over. Wildcats here on the near side. Spike attempt, not there. Mustangs on the attack. Youngberg, Atkins with a one-handed save and gets it over, and the Wildcats end up getting the point. Caitlin Cliff with the finish. 4-2. Juneman, the senior, back to serve for the Wildcats, leading 4-2 here in the second set. They need this one to force a third. Valley Heights won the first, 25-21. Atkins, good save. Pushed here to the near side. Atkins with the kill. Atkins with the point. 5-2 Hanover. Juneman with the set. And Valley Heights is going to get the point. Little miscommunication on the front line there for the Wildcats. Letting that one fall in. And the Hanover lead is 5-3. Smith sends it over. Wildcats with a nice little touch at the net. Mustangs keep it alive. Steinfurt with a third hit gets it over. Atkins bump. Push back towards Atkins. Spike, but into the net. Point for the Mustangs. 5-4. Smith on the back line to serve for the Mustangs. Launching it over. Losey backside. Here's a spike attempt. Good dig there on the back line. Keeping it alive for the Mustangs. Vermitten with a kill. Losey keeps it alive, but it goes into the net, and it's going to be an extra hit and a point for the Mustangs. We're tied at 5. So Smith back to serve again. 5-5 here in the second set. Right-handed serve shot over. Pushed here to the near side. Atkins for a kill. Blocked at the net. Right into her hands. And Mustangs take the lead. They've scored 4 straight. 6-5. Smith back again to serve once again. Low liner. Atkins putting it up high in the air. Pushed to the backside. Clip with a kill shot. Good spinning save there by Turber. Vermitten a spike and Vermitten the point. Valley Heights on a run. They've scored 5 straight to take a 7-5 lead. Smith continues. Low line serve. Atkins into the air. Set up front and then taps, and it just goes out. The Wildcats get the point. It's 7-6. No correction. It's a point for Valley Heights. I apologize. No, the scoreboard actually screwed that up, so I was right, 7-6. Here's Valley Heights on the defensive side. Steinfurt with a nice save. Youngberg over to Vermitten. It hits off the top of the net, and then a diving save, but it goes out. Hanover gets the point, and we're tied at 7. Bruna sends it over near ace, but saved. Here's Youngberg with the spike. It's blocked into the net, and the Wildcats get the point. Good defense by Atkins and Holly on the front line. Hanover now with 3 straight to take a 8-7 lead. Bruna again, putting it in a nice spot there. Youngberg saves it right in the front of the line, and Atkins smashing it off the face of Maggie Turber. And Hanover leads 9-7. So 4 straight for the Wildcats. Steinfurt on the back line, sets it up front. Vermitten the kill, and it's blocked at the net again. Defense key here early for the Wildcats in the second set. They lead at 10-7. That time it was Clip and Holly. The double team up front on the net. Valley Heights won the first set 25-21. Hanover leads set 2 right now, 10-7. Atkins again, and Atkins taken over here early. She'll finish strong with the right hand and a timeout. Hanover 11, Valley Heights 7. Hanover needs this one to push a third set. We're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
High school volleyball continues. 92.1 KMZA Seneca. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman. Thank you for joining us. Set number 2 between Hanover and Valley Heights. Valley Heights won the first set 25-21. Hanover a 11-7 lead here in the second set. Pushed over. Good save on the back line by the Mustangs. Taya Smith. Atkins keeping it up front here for the Wildcats. Atkins for the kill when it lands home, and Atkins again kind of taking over for the Wildcats. Now 7 straight for the Wildcats. Their lead is 12-7. Bruna serves. Here's the Mustang set. Vermitten spike blocked, kept alive. Atkins set up and then blocked by Youngberg. for the Mustangs, and that stops the streak as much-needed point for the Mustangs. They're now down 12-8. As it will be Youngberg to go back to serve. Good height gets it over near ace, but kept alive by Bruna. Atkins near side spike. Dug out there by Youngberg. Vermitten taps it over. Atkins saves it for the Wildcats. Another tap over, this time successful up front. Macy Hollies earning the point for the Wildcats. 13-8 their lead here in set two. David Stahlbomber checks in and will serve for the Wildcats. Serves it up. Smith sets. There's the bump. There's the spike by Turber, but right into the net. And it's 14-8, Hanover. Again, Stahlbomber the serve. Turber sets it up for Vermitten, far side, and that time lands at home. The deflection kept it in. And Hanover's lead is 14-9. Here is Kat Turber. Senior on the serve, second hit. Atkins pushing it over, third try, kept alive by Maggie Turber. She'll bump it over, kind of awkward off the hand, but stays in play. And then back line, too much on the hit there by Holly. It's out of play and a point for Valley Heights. They're now down 14-10. Here's Kat Turber again to serve. Lopped it on the back line, set up by Bruna, tipped over, and then out of play, nearly went into the basket. Avery Behrens gets the point for Hanover. They lead 15-10. It was 7-6 Valley Heights early. Since then, Hanover's been in control. Vermitten blocked at the net. Good defense again by the Wildcats. They lead 16-10. That's been the difference here in the second set, the front-line defense for the Wildcats. And there's an ace by Atkins. And it's 17-10, and Hanover starting to kind of push away, needing this one to force a third set. Atkins again, serve. Maggie Turber sends it high in the air. Vermitten on the spike, blocked and down, but it will be a point for Valley Heights at 17-11 Hanover. Vermitten, aggressive with that serve. Wildcats set it up. There's the spike. Vermitten, a nice dig. Turber sets it up. Smith, the kill. Gets the point for the Mustangs. 17-12, Hanover. Vermitten the serve high, and that one actually hits the Hanover player. It was going to go out. Wrong place, wrong time, and that's a free point. What should have been a free point for Hanover turns into a point for Valley Heights. 17-13 Wildcats. Front of the line. There's the kill shot. Easy money for Macy Holly. 18-13 Hanover. Holly back to serve, and it's an ace. Miscommunication by the back line for the Mustangs, and it's 19-13 Hanover. Holly serves it up. Mustangs get it over on a third try. Now the Wildcats chance for a kill. They have to push it over on a third try. Mustangs back to work. They set it up. Steinfurt has to punch it over. Holly saves it on the back line. Kill shot spike. Nice little dig there by Kat Turber. Mustangs on the attack. Smith with the kill. Good diving save. Wildcats keep it. Another kill shot. And it's going to be a point for Juneman and the Wildcats. Their lead 20-13. Timeout. Valley Heights. Hanover in control. 20-13 here in set two. They need it to force a set three. We're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The best time to take control of your health is now, and Community Healthcare System is offering a great chance at our October 9th health fair at the Onega Community Hospital. Call to schedule an appointment between 7 and 10 a.m. Walk-ins are also welcome. Complete blood count, chemistry panel, thyroid screen, cholesterol panel, and hemoglobin A1C for diabetes screening is $25. Men can add a PSA test for only $10. Flu shots and COVID-19 vaccines will also be available. More details at chcsks.org. The Community Healthcare System Health Fair, Saturday, October 9th at Onega Community Hospital.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Out of the timeout, set to Hanover leads 20-13 over Valley Heights. Mustangs won the first set 25-21, but Hanover in control here in the second set, trying to force a set three. Hanover to serve. It's Holly on the back line. Gets it over. Low liner. Mustangs with the set. Turber with the spike, and Turber, it was from Kat Turber to Maggie Turber, the sister combination with the kill, and it's 20-14. Steinfurt back to serve for the Mustangs. Do they have a run in them? And right when I say that, Steinfurt, awkward hit on the serve, and it goes right into the net, 21-14, Hanover. Now Barron's back to serve for Hanover. That one's long, and 21-15. So this is Maggie Turber for the Mustangs. They're down 21-15 here in the second set. Atkins saves it. Here's the punch up front. Pushed over. Seinfurt running away from the net. Saves it. Here's Youngberg. Taps it over. Good save, and it's launched over, and then the Mustangs should have let it go. It was remitting on the back line. You could read her lips. She says it was out, and she tried to keep it in play. And it's a point for Hanover at 22-15. Steinfurt to the front of the net. Tapped over. Double hit into the net. It's going to be a point for the Mustangs. 22-16. The Mustangs trying to rally. Keep this from going to a third set near ace, but the Wildcats get it to the front of the net, but Youngberg taps it over with the finish, and it's 22-17. Mustangs have scored three of the last four. Taya Smith will send it over, just clipped the bottom of the net, or I should say the top of the net. This one tapped. Mustangs an opportunity here. Youngberg, here's the set. Turber the spike, blocked. Youngberg keeps it alive. Turber again, sends it far side. Vermitten spike, blocked at the net. Wildcats gets the point. 23-17. Looking like we might be going to a third set. Got three of the top teams in the state here. You would expect all these to be competitive. Youngberg gets the spike and the point for Valley Heights. 23-18. So it'll be Youngberg to go back to serve. Emma Youngberg, the senior, on the back line. Lofts, sends it near ace, but send it back, set back over by the Wildcats. Blocked at the net. Mustangs have it in control. Third hit, though, spike. Opportunity into the back line. Here's Judeman, blocked at the net. Good defense by the Mustangs, but the Wildcats have it. They need to get it over. Third try here. Now the Mustangs an opportunity. Sent to the back line, probably out, but saved in. Holly with the spike, and Holly with the kill. Set point for Hanover, 24-18. Juneman to serve. Mustangs get it up front. Vermitten, the spike. Nice hit on the back line there by Bruna. Bruna now will send it over with the right hand. Back line dig, set, Vermitten will spike for the Mustangs. Atkins punches it back over. Steinfurt with a nice save. Here's Vermitten again, will try, it's blocked at the net. Hanover wins it, 25-18. We'll head to a third set. 25-18 Hanover. Set three coming. We're back in a couple of minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Suter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust, like Mohawk, Wilson Art, Larson, CertainTeed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills, so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Suter Building Supply and Seneca is the place to go.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Well, the second of three matches here tonight. First two have gone to a third set. We are underway in the third set between Valley Heights and Hanover. Youngberg gets the point for Valley Heights, 1-0 to start. Mustangs won the first set, 25-21. Hanover bounced back with a 25-18 set two victory. Again, the Mustangs, the lone team now in the TVL without a league loss. And that serve by Seinfurt goes into the net, and Hanover gets their first point here in the third set. Wildcats back to serve. It's Barron. Set up front. Youngberg with the tap. Good placement. Valley Heights 2-1. This will be Maggie Turber back to serve, the sophomore. Her older sister, Kat Turber's the senior. Losey on the back line. Hits it high. Here's Atkins deep for a kill shot. Youngberg the block at the net. Now a chance for her to spike it. And Youngberg, another point, 3-1 Valley Heights. So Maggie Turber back to serve again. 3-1 here in set three. Good serve, punched in the air. Losey on the back line, pushing it up front. Third hit, tipped up by Youngberg. Kat Turber, the set, pushing it over. Nice save by Bruna. Wildcats chance for the spike. There's the kill. That's Allison Juneman, the point for Hanover, 3-2 Valley Heights. By the Wildcats, Juneman. Turber up front. Youngberg, nice save there by Atkins. Athletic to get there and keep it alive. There's a deep spike, and Losey earns the point there for Hanover. We're tied at three. Getting the ball back to Losey, who then tosses it to her teammate, Juneman, to serve it away. 3-3, set three. Here's Steinfurt. Sets it up front. Youngberg, a chance for the kill, and she knocks it home. Good set up there by Kat Turber. And Youngberg with the kill. 4-3 Valley Heights. Taya Smith back to serve it up for the Mustangs. Gets it here near side left. Atkins will set. She'll get it back. Atkins for the kill, but it's out. Point for the Mustangs. 5-3 their lead. Or wait a minute. I'm going to say, honestly, I can't tell you what the call was there. But the Wildcats got the point, and we're tied at 4. Server Mitten with the spike and gets the big kill. So they get the point right back. They lead 5-4. Youngberg back to serve. Saved on the back line there by Juneman. May have been out, but they'll keep it alive. Nice spike and a kill up front by Holly. And we're tied at 5. 5-5, set 3. Centralia defeated Hanover in 3 sets. 17-25, 25-18, 32-30. Mustangs, nice tap. Good touch there by Vermitten. 6-5 Valley Heights. Valley Heights won the first set here against Hanover, 25-21. Hanover won the second set, 25-18. Right now, 6-5 Valley Heights in set 3. Turber sends it over. Near side kill shot. Nice block at the net by Turber. And Scala has not seen much time, but she's in up front for Valley Heights, and their lead is 7-5. Haley Scala, a junior, getting some PT here in set 3. Kat Turber sends it over. Set up on the back line. Touch shot over. Steinfurt with a nice save. Goes down to the floor to get it. Vermitten knocks it over. Wildcats in control. Atkins for the kill. In. Point Wildcats. Valley Heights leading 7-6. So Atkins will go back to serve. Sends it over with some loss. Smith sets it up back here. Vermitten the kill. Too long. We're tied at 7. 7-7. Atkins again. Off the right palm. Line drive down the middle. Set up for Turber on the back side. Blocked. And another point for the Wildcats. Good defense at the front of the net. To take a 8-7 lead. And if Hanover wins this, top 3 teams that are here tonight will all have 1 league loss. There's a nice set, spike, and kill by Vermitten to tie it at 8-8. Valley Heights, if they win out, will win their third straight TVL title. Only team without a loss right now in league play. Atkins will set. Here's the spike, blocked, and a point for the Mustangs. 9-8 their lead. Both teams very good up front on the net. Long serve to the back line. Bruna setting it up front of the net. Nice diving save there by Turber. Third hit goes into the net, and a free point for the Wildcats. Tied at 9. Macy Holly back to serve. Awkward hit. Punched over on a third try. Atkins backside. Wildcats get it up front of the net. There's the spike attempt. Back of the line. Vermitten keeps it alive. Now Steinfurt on a third has to get it over. Wildcats in possession. There's the bump. There's the set. Spike attempt. Money. Juneman finishes. Hanover back in front. 10-9. As Holly serves for the Wildcats. Macy Holly, a junior. Nice strong serve, back line. Here's the set. Scala, a chance for the spike, and then she gets tacked with a double hit. It's going to be a point for the Wildcats, 11-9 their lead. Holly again, low line drive serve. Atkins with a nice save there, put up to the top of the net, and down it goes. It's a point for the Wildcats as Bruna gets the finish there. They've scored 7 of the last 9. They lead 12-9. Turber to the far side, Smith, and it's going to be a double hit. That one was going to get away, and Holly knew it. She lets it go. It's a point for Hanover. Instead, Mustangs get the point. Now trail 12-10. Abigail Steinfurt, the senior, to serve. Long, and it's out. Atkins thought about it. Last second pulled away, and the lead is 13-10 for Hanover. Caitlin Clipp, the sophomore, checks back in for the Wildcats. Barron sends it over. Youngberg, a spike, blocked at the net. Good defense by Madison Bruna. And over. Nice control here, 14-10 their lead. And a near ace, but Turber kept it alive. Cat Turber sends it over. Atkins back line, pushing it up front. Near side, spike attempt. It's in. Allison Juneman, the senior, for Hanover. 15-10, they're up 5. Valley Heights wants a timeout. We'll burn one as well. 15-10, set 3. Hanover over Valley Heights here in match number 2 of 3 tonight. Back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get ready for upcoming fall and winter projects with Milwaukee Tools and a Milwaukee Tools special at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca. Buy a qualifying kit and a qualifying accessory and get $100 off. Stop by now and see their selection. Milwaukee has a new M18 fuel compact vacuum, and it's optimized for job site debris cleanup. The Milwaukee Tool Sale through October 31st. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca at Hiawatha Farm and Home.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Kurt Gilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman from Centralia High School. EVL Volleyball, we're in set 3 of match number 2. It's Valley Heights and Hanover. Hanover in control right now in set 3, leading 15-10. There's Youngberg, taps it over. Hanover saves it. Nice defense by Juneman. Backside. And it's Caitlin Clipp with the finish for Hanover, and they have scored 8 of the last 9, 11 of the last 14. The lead is 16-10 in favor of Hanover. Mustangs trying to avoid their first league loss. Tips here to the near side. Juneman spike, and it is in. 17-10. Hanover in control here in the third set. Valley Heights won the first set 25-21, but Hanover came back with a 25-18 set 2 win. Youngberg taps it over. Nice save on the back line by Barron. Here's Atkins. Whistle, and it looked like Hanover might have been up against the net, and it's a point for Valley Heights. Hanover's lead is 17-11. Everyone on Hanover's side looks confused, looking at the official like, huh? Head coach Melissa Holly just says, that's all right, we're good. Keep playing. They got a 6-point lead. Maggie Turber on the serve. Wildcats push it back. Far side spike attempt blocked at the net. Valley Heights gets the point. Good defense by Smith and Youngberg. Back-to-back points for the Mustangs. 17-10, or correction, 17-12 now is the Hanover lead. Maggie Turber sends it over. That's Pelosi on the backside. Spike attempt blocked the net. Wildcats have it. They barely get it over. Youngberg sends it high in the air. Third hit over for the Mustangs. Pelosi back line for the Wildcats. There's the set. Knocked over. Good diving save there by Maggie Turber. Youngberg a spike. Awkwardly blocked into the net. And somehow this falls over, but it's out of play. Mustangs get the point. Now down 17-13. Maggie Turber sends it over. It's long on the serve. Big point for Hanover. 18-13 Wildcats. Juneman to serve it away. Low liner. Good dig there by Vermitten. Keeps it alive. Youngberg spike. Losey saves it. Hanover up front. Clip just punching it over. Turber to Youngberg. Left-handed tap. Losey now keeps it alive. Atkins a kill shot. Blocked the net. Kept it up with one hand, but near the front bench of Hanover, but they're able to get it back over on the third hit. Here's Youngberg. Spikes attempt. It is blocked. Atkins, though, keeping alive. Atkins near side. Spike attempt. Kill. 19-13 Hanover. Big rally, but Atkins finishing strong for the Wildcats. And we get a stoppage of play. I think we're getting a lineup check here. Head coach Melissa Holly for the Wildcats, making sure everything is set and true, and they were. 19-13 their lead. Youngberg spike attempt, that is in, and a big point for Valley Heights, now trail 19-14. Taya Smith back to serve, the junior. Sends it over, Losey gets low to keep this one up, and then a kill shot for Atkins. It's good. 20-14, Hanover. Trying to rally for the win after falling in the first set. 25-21. Nice dig there by Maggie Turber. Now Kat Turber sets it up for Youngberg. Gets it over. Nice save there by the Wildcats. Atkins pushing it front of the net. Tipped over. And then against the net is Valley Heights. The Wildcats get the point. They're up 21-14. Coming down the home stretch, Wildcats in control, trying to land Valley Heights their first loss of the season, at least in league play. Atkins on a third, sends it over for the Wildcats. Mustangs up front. Youngberg spikes it right into the net. 22-14. Hanover in control. Timeout. Hanover leads 22-14 over Valley Heights here in set three. Back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Hanover trying to give Valley Heights their first loss in TBL play. They're up 22-14 here in the third set. Turber to Vermitten, spike, and a big point for the Mustangs, now 22-15. Quick sub as Kaylee Scala back in on the front line for the Mustangs. Youngberg to serve, and it goes right into the net. 23-15, Hanover. Centralia Valley Heights will wrap things up here tonight following this one. Turber to Vermitten, spike. Good dig on the back line there by Bruna for the Wildcats. Bruna hits it over. Good save. Turber, but Wright sets it up for Atkins. It is match point for Hanover as they lead 24-15. And how this is going to shake things up atop of the TBL standings. Turber sets it up, pushing it back over. Atkins will set. Atkins for the win. Yes! Hanover finishes 25-15. And they're going to win it in three sets. 21-25, 25-18, 25-15. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back and get you set for the third set, or I should say the third match of the night between the Mustangs and Centralia. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? on-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Now's the perfect time to reseed or overseed your yard. Do you have some bare spots, or does the whole yard need to be reseeded? You can do it yourself. Rental equipment at Hine and True Value Farm Supply. They have grass seeders, aerators, detachers, grass seed, and fertilizers you'll need. It's a great time now to plant grass seed, or for fall, weed control, they have the yard spray and sprayers to rent. Hine and True Value, and Just Ask Rentals in Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Welcome back. We are getting set for our final matchup here at the Centralia Tri. It'll be Valley Heights and Centralia, but it was Hanover in the last match coming back and defeating Valley Heights 21-25, 25-18. 25-15. They're honoring the seniors right now between these matches. So as we stand right now going into the Centralia Valley Heights matchup, after Hanover's win, Valley Heights' first loss in league play. Right now, Valley Heights, Hanover, and Centralia all currently stand at 11-1 in league play. Valley Heights 21-6 overall now. Hanover 24-5. Centralia 27-3. So Valley Heights and Centralia, the winner of that one will have a leg up. And the loser of that one would drop to two losses in league play and set them back behind the eight ball a little bit with just a few more matchups left to go in the season. So this one between Valley Heights and Centralia is huge. And again, they are honoring the seniors right now, so a little bit of time between these matches. We will go ahead and get you back to the studio for a little bit of time here as we get you set for Valley Heights and Centralia, our final matchup of the evening here from Centralia High School. So we'll send it back to the studio about 15 minutes or so. We'll keep you up to date. Keep it locked in. We'll come back shortly and get you set up for Centralia and Valley Heights. So keep it locked in on the MSC Sports Radio Network.